Reciprocal tariffs could be levied as soon as April, according to U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. The proposed tariffs, announced on February 13, apply to all goods and will be levied at the same rate as duties charged for U.S. exports. Tea tariffs are generally high in tea-producing nations to protect domestic growers. In the West, many trading nations extend most favored status or have signed free trade agreements, like the USMCA treaty between the U.S. and Canada, and the recently negotiated Mercosur free trade agreement between the European Union and South American exporters. Once ratified, Mercosur will result in a 90% reduction in duties on industrial goods, saving European exporters 4 billion euros annually. EU duties on agricultural exports from Mercosur countries, including tea, coffee, and mate, will be gradually reduced by 82%. Secretary Lutnick estimates tariffs could generate approximately $700 billion annually. He said this revenue is intended to eliminate the U.S. deficit, reduce interest rates, and stimulate economic growth. Lutnick also mentioned plans to abolish the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, and replace it with an External Revenue Service to collect revenue from these tariffs. The U.S. will initially target India, the European Union, Japan, China, and South Korea due to their significant trade surpluses and higher tariff rates on U.S. goods. Chinese tea suppliers currently pay tariffs equal to 17.5% of the import value, a rate that could rise as high as 60%. India currently levies 100% basic customs duty charges and integrated goods and services tax of 5% and a social welfare surcharge of 10% on tea imports, more than doubling the cost for importers. The rates apply to both green and black teas, whether flavored or not. India, Vietnam, and the European Union have initiated conversations with the Trump administration. Vietnam intends to increase imports of U.S. agricultural products to mitigate potential trade tensions. India is likely to adjust tariffs lower since the U.S. presents no threat as a tea-producing country. Larger firms may establish local presence in the U.S. through partnerships or joint ventures to circumvent tea barriers by processing and packaging tea in the U.S. If the U.S. imposes tariffs equivalent to those levied by major tea exporting nations, wholesale tea buyers could face increased import duties, resulting in price increases on imported teas. Implementing such widespread change will likely shift global supply chains to markets with more favorable trade conditions. India and Sri Lanka could see reduced demand in the U.S. Specialty retailers and wholesalers could experience margin compression due to higher import costs and a shift in consumer purchasing to locally sourced herbal teas and blends with minimal quantities of imported tea. According to China customs data, tea exports last year grew to 374,100 metric tons, generating $1.42 billion in revenue, a decline of 18.4% compared to 2023, when tea exports totaled $1.74 billion. The average export price per kilo declined sharply by 19.8% to $3.80 per kilo in 2024. Seven of China's top 10 trading partners in 2024 paid less per kilo for Chinese tea than in 2023. China held a 14.2% revenue share of the global tea market in 2023. That share increased slightly in 2024 to 14.3%, indicating the stability of China's position as the top tea grower and second largest tea exporter by volume behind Kenya, which mainly exports black tea. Green tea accounted for 87% of China's total volume at 324,000 metric tons and generated $1.07 billion in revenue. Africa remains China's most crucial tea export destination by volume, with a total export value of $59.8 million in 2024, while the United States remains the most lucrative. China exported 173,700 metric tons of tea to five African nations in 2024. The tea was valued at $59.8 million. Prices, however, averaged $3.44 per kilo, that's $3.44 per kilo, indicating bulk sales of inexpensive green tea. Morocco alone accounts for half of the African total at $24 million, averaging $3.01 per kilo, the lowest price among African trading partners. Ghana was second with imports of 38,600 metric tons of both black and green tea, mainly for blending and mass consumption. Exports to Ghana totaled $15 million, averaging $3.98 per kilo. Mauritania, Senegal, and Algeria also rank among China's top 10 export destinations. Tea exports to the U.S. surged in 2024, accounting for 9.6% of total U.S. tea imports, making the U.S. China's eighth largest tea trading partner by volume. Chinese Customs reports that exports to the U.S. rose 37.5%, compared to a modest overall increase of 1.8% by volume. Tonnage increased to 11,855 metric tons. Value grew by 9.4% to $6.1 million. Meanwhile, the average price of $5.20 per kilo fell by 20.5% compared to 2023. The average price per kilo indicates American preference for specialty and premium teas rather than bulk commodity tea. Green tea, organic tea, specialty oolongs, and powdered tea account for the premium. Chinese tea exports to Russia top shipments to the U.S. at 16,784 tons, but Russia paid an average of $3.50 per kilo, totaling $5.87 million to rank sixth by value. Russia imports mainly black tea from China, brick tea, and lower-grade loose-leaf teas. Business Insight. China was one of America's top tea trading partners in 2024, but a likely outcome in 2025 as tariffs increase to at least 17.5% and possibly 60%. China retaliated last week with levies on oil, gas, and farm equipment after the Trump administration made good on its threat to collect duties on $450 billion worth of Chinese goods. The Chinese tariffs are 15% on coal and natural gas, 10% on crude oil, and a small number of trucks and sedans shipped from the U.S. to China. It is unclear how reciprocal tariffs will be applied to Chinese tea imports, but it seems unlikely that there will be another flood of Chinese imports in 2025. More likely, a drought. TBiz correspondent Rupa Goswami filed this report on a study published in Horticultural Research that reveals that intercropping tea with legumes like soybeans and Chinese milk veg significantly improves soil fertility while boosting key quality compounds in tea leaves. Conducted by scientists at Nanjing Agricultural University in China in collaboration with Wilfrid Laurier University in Canada, the study explores the impact of intercropping legumes with tea. The findings suggest a compelling alternative to chemical fertilizers, which have long been the industry standard but pose environmental risks such as soil degradation and water contamination. When Chinese milk vetch is plowed back into the soil during a peak flowering period, researchers observed a notable increase in the quality of essential tea components in nearby plants. Amino acid levels in tea rose by 6.9% and soluble sugars increased by 54.6%. Additionally, when milk vetch was applied for a month as green manure, the amino acid content in tea plants saw another boost of 9.1% and soluble sugar levels surged by 34%. Amino acids are crucial for tea's umami flavor, while soluble sugars enhance sweetness and aroma. key factors in premium tea production. The increase in these compounds suggests that intercropping improves soil health and elevates the sensory profile of tea, making it more desirable in high-end markets. Dr. Xuzhun Zhu, a lead researcher from Nanjing Agricultural University, stated, quote, "Our study clearly shows that intercropping leguminous plants with tea enriches the soil and enhances tea quality. This practice offers a sustainable alternative to chemical fertilizers, fostering ecological balance and delivering economic benefits to growers," end quote. Moreover, the microbial communities in intercrop tea plantations showed increased diversity and complexity, particularly in bacterial and fungal interactions, he said. The researchers highlighted that soil pH, nitrate, nitrogen, and available phosphorus played crucial roles in shaping microbial ecosystems, contributing to healthier soil and better nutrient absorption by tea plants. Business insight. The practice of intercropping tea with legumes presents a win-win scenario for the industry. By adopting this approach, tea farmers can reduce their dependence on chemical fertilizers, promote biodiversity, and cultivate richer, more flavorful tea. As the demand for high-quality and sustainably grown tea rises, this research may pave the way for a new era in tea agriculture, one rooted in nature's solutions.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.